In Jesus' name, amen. Your friends, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 14, it says, Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." One thing I think we can all say about death and fearing death is a fear, a real fear, that God will forget me or forsake me. Or as I see in others too, the fact that we fear that others, the living, our loved ones, will forget us. It's a natural fear. Even in Psalm verse 31, verse 12, it says, "I have been forgotten like someone who is dead." Both those fears of being forsaken and forgotten are both addressed and answered on Good Friday and the whole Passion of Christ Jesus. Why is it that we gather today to hear the Passion of Jesus from the Gospel of John? Is it just tradition? No. We do it to remember, do we not? Last night was Maundy Thursday. What did we hear Jesus say when he gave the Lord's Supper? "Do this in remembrance of me." Well, what's the opposite of remembering? To forget. Really, the whole world and all of its sin and all the rejection of God is really nothing more, in a sense, than forgetting God. Think about that. Think about the whole Ten Commandments, for example. Every commandment, we could say, forget this right afterwards, couldn't we? "You shall have no other gods." Ah, forget that. I like this God better. "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God." Forget that. I want to use my name. I want to say whatever I want. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day. What's the opposite? We'd forget the Sabbath day. Do our own thing. "Honor your father and your mother." Forget that. You're a bunch of old scuzzy fuzzies. "You shall not murder." Forget that. I want that man dead. "You shall not commit adultery." Forget that. That woman looks great. That man looks wonderful. The seventh commandment, "You shall not steal." Forget that. I want that for myself. The eighth commandment, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Forget that. That guy is a jerk. The ninth and tenth commandments, coveting. Forget that. I want that for me. So really, in essence, the whole breaking of the law comes down to man's original sin is to forget God and do what belongs to self, what's best for me. I'll remember me instead of remembering God. What did Judas do? During the Passion, he betrayed Jesus. Really, didn't he just say, "Forget you, Jesus"? Or Peter, when Peter betrayed Jesus, he was saying, "Forget that, I'm not going to die too." And yet, what is Good Friday all about? The very fact that God himself has said, "Oh no, I will not forget my promise to you people. I will never forget my promise made a long time ago," which God had plenty of time to forget, didn't he? "I will not forget my mercy. I will not forget you, O my people, so I've sent you my son, and he is going to make atonement for you. I have not forgotten." That's what really Good Friday is all about. God hasn't forgotten a thing. Secondly, the forsaking. Do we not hear on Good Friday Jesus say from the cross, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We as Christians believe that God turned his back only on one man in all history, Jesus. He's the only God-forsaken man in all time and space. Everybody's had a chance to repent, to receive the salvation because of God's mercy and his promise. But for one man, God turned his back, his own son. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus maybe said it out of humanity, but really he said it for us, that we'd realize that God did that for the sinner. God turned his back on the sinner because the sinner turned his back to God, but Jesus is the only sinner that God sees. his own Son, the innocent one. And upon him, God has poured out all his wrath, all of it, every single bit of it, for every sin that we've done, every sin that all humankind has done in all history, past, present, future, all on Jesus, all upon him. Why? So that God himself will not forsake you or I. And that brings us to the last thing today. Another F word, if you will. We've talked about being forsaken and forgotten. But the real thing you should remember on Good Friday is all of this, everything you've heard, the whole passion, everything is for you. You know, you could memorize the whole Bible. You could know every little detail of the whole passion, every little thing that happened from Monday, Thursday to Easter, Saturday, and so forth. You can know all the facts. You can memorize all the theories of atonement, Anselmic and so forth, all the substitutionary theory of atonement, all those technical things. And if you don't believe that it's for you, then all of it really, in a sense, is for nothing. Jesus doesn't want us just to have intellectual knowledge of who he is. Oh, you're the Son of God. The demons knew that, didn't they? He wants us to know it's for you, for me. He wants us to have heartfelt faith, that trust that the word of God spoken is for you. And so when you hear about the cross, when you hear about this, we don't forget it, but we go, that's for me. Hope that your reaction isn't to forsake the faith, but to realize it's for you. So what do we remember most about Good Friday? Very, 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 very simple. I am, we hear Jesus say during the Passion, I am. That's God being crucified for you. It's not for nothing. For all this was for a good purpose. That's why we call it Good Friday, right? It's not forever. Because God himself, the I Am, will rise again on Easter Sunday. The victory will be ours. This cross is not just death and that's it. It's done. It's finished. No. The finishing really happens on Good Easter Sunday, doesn't it? It's not for a few. It's for all. Namely, for sinners like you and me. God, the I Am, came into this world as a man, Jesus, and was crucified for you. May your hearts believe it. May your hearts hold fast to that truth in which Jesus bears witness with his own voice for you, for the forgiveness of sins. God bless you with that faith. Amen.